Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Department of Agriculture is providing additional time for livestock and poultry producers to apply for the Pandemic Livestock Identity Program. Producers who suffered losses during the pandemic due to insufficient access to processing may now apply for assistance for those losses and the cost of depopulation and disposal of the animals through October 12, 2021, rather than the original deadline of September 17th. The program is part of the USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers Initiative. Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau states, "We want to ensure that all eligible producers have the opportunity to apply for this critical assistance." Sustainably produced agricultural products may be a big selling point to the world market. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack explains.
The destination or the goal of a sustainable agriculture may be shared by our friends in the EU, but making sure that people understand that we believe strongly that there are multiple ways, effective ways, right ways, value-driven ways to get to that goal. And our system works well for our farmers. And there are a lot of other countries who feel similarly, which is why I think there's an interest in this coalition for productivity growth.
At a press conference in Florence, Italy, Vilsack also talked to reporters about the current state of the U.S. agricultural trade with China.
I've had conversations with my counterpart in China, and the goal here was to continue to encourage China to live up fully and completely to its responsibilities under Phase 1. The good news is that they have obviously increased significantly their purchases from where they were a couple of years ago. I think there are ways in which Phase 1 can clearly be improved. But in the meantime, our desire obviously is for these purchases to continue and to increase. Obviously, it's made an impact because of their purchases at record levels. We've seen a bit of a strengthening, if you will, in comparison to where commodity prices were a year ago. They're not as high as they were a couple months ago, but they're still higher than they were a year ago, and that's in part because of these purchases.
The American Farm Bureau Federation announced on Thursday that Dr. Roger Cryan will be joining the organization as the chief economist next month. Cryan joins the Farm Bureau after serving as director of the Department of Agriculture Economics Division for the Agricultural Marketing Service for 9 years. He previously served as vice president for milk marketing and economics at the National Milk Producers Federation. There, Cryan developed and successfully led efforts to change federal milk pricing and marketing regulations, and also served as an appointed member of the USDA Advisory Committee on Agricultural Statistics. This is Inside Agriculture.